Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Marathon speech delays House vote.
Never in American history has so much been spent at one time.
Defense wraps up in Georgia murder case.
On behalf of Travis McMichael, we rest.
Judge gives a rapist probation.
He is putting us through hell.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The top House Republican went on and on last night, a stalling tactic to block a vote on President Biden's big spending bill. As CBS's Nicole Killian reports, it worked, but in the long run, the legislation is expected to pass.
With that, Madam Speaker, I yield back.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy used a procedure called a magic minute that turned into more than 8 hours on the House floor to stall Democrats from passing their massive social spending plan.
Every page of this new Washington spending supports more waste, more fraud, and more corruption.
It's all right. I got all night.
Democrats remain poised to pass the $1.75 trillion package, which includes free universal pre-K and an extension of the child tax credit, new investments in climate, housing, health care, and up to 4 weeks of paid leave.
McCarthy's more than 8-hour speech broke the modern-day record in the House, topping an 8-hour effort by House Speaker Pelosi in 2018. Now to Brunswick, Georgia, where the defense rested its case in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us one of the three men accused may be looking to cut a deal.
The prosecution is confident and the defense is showing some cracks.
Arbery family attorney Lee Merritt told us lawyers for William Roddy Bryan, the man who filmed the shooting and admitted to pursuing and boxing in Ahmaud Arbery, asked prosecutors for a plea deal late Thursday.
What does that tell you?
That he's concerned about the strength of the state's case. Prosecution turned it down, flat out.
They want all three of them.
Yeah.
That request came after the prosecution drilled down on several key points during Travis McMichael's second day on the stand.
At another high-profile trial, two defense requests for mistrials have gone unanswered by the judge as the jury hashes out the evidence.
This is Jennifer Kuiper in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial enter a fourth day of deliberations. No notes were sent to the judge yesterday. However, Judge Bruce Schrader has banned MSNBC from the courtroom for the rest of the trial because he says police pulled over a driver who ran a red light and said he was with the media outlet.
And stated that he had been instructed to follow the jury bus.
NBC says the freelancer never contacted or intended to contact or photograph jurors.
The FDA could authorize COVID booster shots from Pfizer and Moderna for all adults as soon as today. CBS's David Begno is reporting this morning from Michigan, where COVID case levels are rising fast and the seasonal flu is a factor too.
Federal officials at the CDC are investigating nearly 530 influenza cases reported at the University of Michigan, with 77% of them being among the unvaccinated. While 98% of their population has been vaccinated against COVID-19, and yes, there is a mandate, only about a third of the student body have had the flu shot. Dr. Lindsay Mortensen is the university's medical director.
Is that due to vaccine hesitancy or people just not making the time to get it done?
There's vaccine fatigue, and they think that the COVID vaccine protects against the flu virus, which it doesn't. So I think there's a lot of work we can do to keep our campus educated.
Overseas, a new national lockdown begins Monday in Austria to try to contain a fourth wave of the coronavirus. It'll last for at least 10 days, and vaccinations will be mandatory starting in February.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A down-to-the-wire moment in Oklahoma.
I just want to hit my knees and cry out to God.
Supporters of Julius Jones rejoice as the governor calls off the execution of the 41-year-old murder convict, commuting his sentence to life in prison with no chance of parole. He has maintained his innocence. The FBI said yesterday it checked out a landfill in Jersey City, New Jersey, late last month, investigating the 1975 disappearance of Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa. A deathbed statement from a man said Hoffa's body was in a steel drum 15 feet below ground. There's outrage over the case of Christopher Belter, a New York private school student who confessed to raping or attempting to sexually assault four teenage girls and got no prison time. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
This woman, who asked to be referred to as MM, was one of Belter's victims.
You fully expected him to go to jail?
I did.
She was inside the courtroom when Judge Matthew Murphy pronounced that incarceration isn't appropriate.
I actually prayed over what is the appropriate sentence in this case.
The sentence for rape? 8 years probation.
It was as if I was being victimized all over again. I was sick to my stomach, shaking with anger and disgust.
His attorneys told the court he is tremendously remorseful for what he's done.
I don't believe it for one second. Knowing that he's walking the streets and that another girl can be a victim of his, it's terrifying.
CBS's Monica Ricks tells us a 7-year-old boy is being hailed as a hero in South Florida.
Aiden James' quick thinking may have saved his mom's life.
I found her laying on the ground, shaking like this.
Mom had a seizure, and Aiden immediately called 911.
I'm going to call mom, I'm freaking out.
The boy stayed on the line.
So I was holding her like this, saying it's gonna be okay,
while comforting his mom and little sister until paramedics arrived. Now mom's doing fine.
I feel like a superhero.
Coconut Creek City commissioners thought so too. They gave him a Do the Right Thing award last night.
For fans of Adele, the wait is over.
Pave me a path to find.
Her much-anticipated new album is out today.
The reviews for 30 are uniformly outstanding. Rolling Stone says Adele's never sounded more alive to her own feelings and more virtuosic at shaping them into songs in the key of her, quote, own damn life. Maybe that's because they're so very personal. She told Oprah on CBS she dedicated the album to her 9-year-old son, Angelo, to try to explain her reasons for divorcing his father.
I just wanted for him to hear me talking madly deeply about who I am and how I feel.
There ain't no
Variety calls Adele's fourth album her emotionally rawest, riskiest, and best. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A new Ghostbusters film is out. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters Afterlife still has Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, and Annie Potts. But this time around, you also get Paul Rudd, who told CBS Mornings what made him say yes.
The cast. The movie's iconic.
Ghostbusters!
The sequel picks up with new characters in a new location. McKenna Grace plays Egon Spengler's granddaughter.
I'm just excited about all of the callbacks and throwbacks.
Ernie Hudson says the Ghostbuster franchise is special.
I've seen old people with their grandkids and they're all laughing. Not many movies do that.
Ghostbusters Afterlife is in theaters today. Stacey Lynn.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
CBS News.
Shohei Ohtani, the pitching and hitting sensation for the Los Angeles Angels, won the American League MVP award. Bryce Harper of the Phillies took the NL trophy. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.